ask, what do you do when you're under pressure? You're under pressure. You're being tried blatantly. You know you're being tried. And you can't really respond how you want to respond.
Pray.
Pray?
Yeah, I have to I have to count the 10 backwards, really, sometimes. But who tried you? Like, what happened?
Let me put it in context. So,
okay.
You know, I struck. I struck online. And you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you ask a question, you cutting off. You know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a learner who I just straight, you know, had to let her know, like, I'm the dictator of this, you know, I rock this. I don't need your help instructing my course.
Uh-oh.
Because that's what it kind of started to feel like, you know, oh, well, this is my second time around, and what the other person did is the other instructor that I had, listen, don't do that. You don't need to do that. Y'all know that, like, I come from, I can think that, and, you know, very much on some, like, this ain't what you want, but know how to keep it professional. So what came to mind was this, you know, kept it professional, but really had to, like, shut my cat down today and do some things that was outside of, you know, what I would normally do, but for the sake of you not going to be a disruption. You're like the kid in the class that's trying to, you know, be loud and beat on the desk when you know, like, the lesson, I'm on the board drawing or writing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to impact the learning of other learners because with your bad energy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I know that I haven't always been in that place. You know what I mean? I know that. Mm-hmm. And not that it was, you know, argumentative or go off, but it really was like sometimes I wanted to, you know, share with you all, get your feedback on how are we reacting when, you know, I want to spaz, when you are tested, when it is, you know what? Because I tell my students in my class, like, stay high. Stay high and not literally, you know, if that's your thing, okay. But when I'm saying stay high, I'm saying keep you some joy, find you some peace, maintain your
mm-hmm.
Because what I'm training you for is literally going to test you. You know, you're going to find yourself in a situation where, you know, the person that you're encountering, the person on the other side is not so pleasant. It's not to take it personal. They're not mad at you. They're mad at their situation. But how do you maintain, you know, in a professional way? You know, you don't have a supervisor, you know. You know, my business stuff is working from home. I'm teaching people that you can make money from home in the comfort of your home. But when a person does ask you for a supervisor, you know, have some confidence to stand up and say, because I'm virtual. Ain't no supervisor here, you
mm-hmm.
know, that they have been, you know, gave me the skills and they trust my skill set. They've hired me to do something that they trust me to do. And I can provide you the answer. You know, I had some people mm-hmm. just really kind of skeptical and nervous and I just don't feel ready when I'm working with you one-on-one or after hour sessions. Yeah, but you can't always have your hand held
mm-hmm.
and when you're in those situations where you find yourself tested, you know, what is that grounding? And I had that really, I kind of peeped it early on, like this particular learner, you know, it seemed to be really kind of short, you know, trying to be feisty for no reason, you know. And two, I think it doesn't help when it is virtual, when you don't see my face. Now, as your instructor, I'm required by my contract to be on your camera for so long. So the learners have to see me. You know, but you don't necessarily have to come on. And I had some people in the environment in the class today, like, you know what, since people want to put this bad energy, let's come from behind. And I didn't even imply it. I'm like, I have no problem. No problem with, hey, we do a face-off Friday in my course. this week. Come on your camera and let you all share and dwell. But I really did. I had to go there with one of my learners in my class today because it was just because you feel some type of way and you're out of control in your feelings, or you are trying to be argumentative. And I'm, you know, saying, hey, no, you don't run this. You're not going to tell me about what the other person did and suggest how I'm going to instruct. I know what my agenda is. I know what my approach is. I know my teaching style. And that's that. Now, if you want to take some learning that you got from her and apply it, if it helps you, and mind you, you're also the learner that is behind in something. You know, you were supposed to be doing some other things and you weren't, you know, and you didn't like my delivery of, okay, well, that, you know, deal with the consequences of telling me, oh, well, I didn't do it because I'm behind. Okay, that, you know, you're an adult. Mind you, it's adult learners. I'm not talking about kids that are in, you know, high school or elementary school or anything. So that's my question, girls, or what I wanted to address. And sometimes you are, and that's not just, you know, like I said, from an instructor standpoint, but in the workplace, you know, in your church, at your job, what is your approach when you're tested and still, as I like to say or rephrase it, staying high and maintaining that, you know, because we, you know, can have our feathers ruffled, or we can have, you know, someone try to come at us. They can be, I used to call it at my old workplace, they are annoyed by your anointing, because some people are. Some people just, I don't like you and I'm annoyed by you because of who you are, you know, because of how you talk, because of what you look like, because of how you damn sound. You know, it makes me think haters are going to hate. So that's what I'll put out to the floor, and, you know, share with me what do we think for how, if when we've had those situations, what do we want to share with our audience? And, you know.
Well, one thing Reese had said in the beginning, yes, that is true. Yeah, you should pray about it. But at all times and respectful times, sometimes prayer don't get it right then and now. So at the same time, I'm going to respect you just like you're going to respect me. If I feel that respect has been disrespected, I might let it slide a couple of times. But trust me, like you said, this is a course that you are teaching, and it's other learners. But so if you let one person get away with it, it's just like children. Adults do it as well. Oh, well, she let them talk to her any kind of way, so I'm going to go ahead and try it. It brings off a different type of vibe. But at the same time, you got to knock it. You got to knock it in the beginning when it happens. Like, at the end of the day, like you said, we're going to respect each other. These are the rules. I don't disrespect you. You're not going to disrespect me. Whether you like me or not, at the end of the day, you came to this course. I have my education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm doing. I'm here to help you if you want to learn. Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. Now, if it's something that you didn't do or you don't understand or whatever, and you put to your task or your course to say, hey, we're going to learn this right now. For the last 15 minutes, you can ask questions or whatever. You already stated what you wanted in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So therefore, it shouldn't be any disruptions. Respect what I just said. Then at the end, we will carry it forth. And you are absolutely correct. If some people, regardless, they don't like you because your sound or the color that you are or whatever the situation is. But at the end of the day, I got this job because I know what I'm doing. If you want the job, please, you can have it. Because what I'm not going to do,
I'm not
going to go there and be in an orange jumpsuit. But at the end of the day, you definitely ain't finna try me, because I'm going to make it be known.
And you know, that's my personality. Like, I'm not a pushover, you know, so with a smile, and then got annoyed, like even tried to like comment, because I have to be on camera, like I said. So even when I'm still with a smile, because I peep what you're trying to do, I see you, and then you try to draw other learners in to where, you know, I turn my chat off and everything, like, hold up, what we're not, like you say, Sheikah, what we're not going to do, you know, because if that's anyone, I think, like you said, create a boundary, you know. I'm going to respect you, but also you're going to respect me, especially if I'm being respectful. especially if it's unwarranted, you know, because that's what it felt like. I'm like, it's almost like kids in a classroom, and you're trying to be the one that's you know, spitballs with a straw, and back there laughing or giggling about it. It's inappropriate. Like, grow up.
Yeah, you got to pump your brakes now. Yeah, I need you to calm down now, because yes, I'm an adult at the same time, but just like I found this job, I can find another one.
Well, you know, and that's what I'm saying. So, you know, it not to a space of where, you know, I was unprofessional or my job was in jeopardy, but the kind of coward shit to where you initiated a certain behavior, and then, you know, like, my lead or the person that I need to answer to kind of slack messaging me, you know, to say, oh, I got to complain about your teaching style. But you know who, you know, complained. So you going to throw the rock and then try to hide the hand? Like, go and check the recorders. I just found today, I'm like, no worries. Sure. When do you want to speak? You know, because you got 45 people in the class and you got 42 of them saying otherwise, then there has to be some validity to that. You know, my stat or what I've got back from learners is what it is. Like, y'all hired me for a reason. You know, it's just sometimes I think it brings to mind for me, know that in a position or when you're at a certain level or whatever, you know, haters gonna hate. That's just what it is. They come in all shapes, forms, you know, and as we say, and we stay grounded in, like, the devil is a lie. What's for me is for me. And sometimes you got to check them right there. Like you said, she is, don't allow it. Don't, you know, don't be oblivious to it, but do it in a way to where it's appropriate. Do it in a way, because what happened with this person, what happened with her is that you thought you were going to get some disrespect off. And I think what happened really is that you got checked. You got checked and with grace and in a way that you didn't even see. You know, it was supposed to be a cuss. It was supposed to be you was going to lose your job because I did that. And that didn't happen. You know what I mean? So now let me try to steal kind of knick-knack, try to say something. I mean, like, started, like, trying to private message me, girl, in my room and everything. It was just a trip. And I was like, wow, the devil is a lie, you know? No, honey, you're not. And please know that, like, it's to a point now where I can remove you from my room. Please know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're being disruptive to the learning environment, period. You know, whether you know it or not, this is recorded. There's proof here, right? Why you thinking, oh, yo, it don't have to be. Just a little catty shit. And I was like, you know what? No, not at all. Speaking of which, I handled it well, but it just made me think, you know, maybe we speak from or share with an audience, because I know that happens. And then sometimes someone may go too far, you know, could you imagine if I, you know, drop some B-bombs in there and, you know, shut the whole class down or, you know, overreacted in a situation. Not at all. You know, not at all. I was pleased with, like, yeah, you know what? To where other learners too gave me feedback on my recording. Like, some people were here with the negativity, but I just want to say, Miss Stephanie, I'm here for you. YouTheBomb.com, woot the woot, wah the wah. And it was, you know, all the more that, you know what, I handled that appropriately. And I was proud about that today. So when you're tested, Reed, what do you have to say? I know you said pray. But
I mean, and when I mean, in my mind, it's not necessarily that I'm just, but it's like, I might take a breather, you know, like, just give me a second. I can be, how do they say that? Like, knee jerk, or like a reflex. I can be like that and still have a good comeback and be within the decorum of whatever environment I am in. And shut people down sometimes it happens like that. It all depends on if it's a trigger for me, exactly what, how I'm going to react. Because if it's a trigger, like, it's going to trigger something in me and it is a test, it may come from the enemy, because God didn't tempt us, of course. But it's like, it's going to be a check in there, like, okay, Teresa, are you going to pass this test? Are you going to pass the test? Or are you going to fail this? Because we've already been over this. It's something you've been working on.
The trigger.
How? That something that I may be, have dealt with before, maybe, okay, somebody wanted to do a real trigger. But it can be like if people start, you know, you get to a certain area in the disagreement or whatever where they feel like they don't have any comeback, so then they want to bring your kids up.
Okay.
And I had that happen to me, which may have been a trigger before, but my baby is 18. I take good care of him. Me and his dad, he has both parents in his life. And, somebody said something about my son. And I was just like, okay. And they know both me and his father. So I was like, listen, and he was a dude, too. So I told you a dude, and you think I'm just out here by myself. So later on, I called my son's father, and I told him what happened. And I'm like, I'm going to let you handle it because he tried me. Like, you... Because I was trying to have an adult conversation with him about some things that he had in his life. And people don't like when sometimes you speak truth to them. Mm-hmm. Even though I was being mature and having this hard conversation, and our quote-unquote relationship, but not really a relationship, just the way we relate to each other. And I tried to tell you about the issue you got. Now, you done flipped out. And that's fine. But like, yeah, you will have to, people have to be responsible for the words that come out their mouth and their actions. And I don't always have to get you for you to get God. Mm-hmm. You know, I always have to just come out and like curse you. No, I don't even have to do all that. I'm gonna let, so each, that for me, that could have been a trigger, but sometimes I just have to think about how I'm going to handle the situation. And that one thing I learned that helps me is to say that I don't have to answer right now. I don't have to, like, according to what's going on, I don't have to have a reaction. I don't have to react. Mm-hmm. I can walk away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that for your situation that happened, that wasn't really an option, but sometimes when it is, I'll digress. And I've had I had a neighbor. I was playing my music during the day, and I read my lease. I don't know about other people, but I sit down and I read. And everything I ever had said, quiet time starts at 10 p.m.
I love it.
I'm playing my music.
Well within my damn boundaries.
Yeah. That's yes. I love rules. Tell me what you want from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I find that loophole, and I'm a double dutch in it. So It's during the day. It's after lunchtime, so it ain't too early. I got my music up somewhat. I had hardwood floors. So you know everything echoing. But I'm cleaning up, enjoying my day off. Now, it's getting, the sun start going down or whatever. I'm still cooking, and she came down and knocked on my door and was like, with an attitude, could you turn that down? I was like, no, I think you need to get you a house. Because
in
this apartment, you got a lease. And the quiet time starts at 10. Everybody, you are new to the building. Everybody in here play their music loud, you know, within reason, just like I'm telling you right now. And nobody has ever knocked on my door. You are new. This is my second year here. I was like, that's not going to happen. So she called the police. By that time, I had to cook my dinner. I had to turn my music off. I was watching TV or something. But, girl, I was lit. I opened that door. I didn't even know it was the police. I was like, what? Because they bam, like the police. So I opened the door. Like, what do you want? I know you ain't banging on my door like that. It was a white lady cop. She's like, I'm sorry. I was just going to say I don't hear any noise. I was like, oh, she called the police on me? This girl had done scratched me. My roommate caught up.
This crazy.
I was leaving that area, though, and going, moving back to Georgia. I was leaving Virginia, moving back to Georgia. And Lord knows when I was pulling off, I wanted to scratch a brand new pretty blue. And I refrained from doing it. Do you know, later on, the girl who worked in the office, she was my friend. So she told me, she said, do you know that girl kitchen caught on fire? And she owed us over $8,000, and we had to evict her, and she can't get another place because it's on her credit.
Wow. See?
So, see, look at God.
He don't like ugly, baby.
I ain't
even got to get you. It's going to work out a whole nother way because he covered his.
Well, I was just like, sometimes, according to the, I like to sit back and digress and make myself sit down and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to let you handle this because I know I have like a quote-unquote spirit of injustice because I've been through so much in my life where I felt like people done got over on me or you didn't treat me right. This didn't happen in my childhood, you know, with my parents. And my pastor, she said, you got a sweet spirit of injustice, though. As other people who have injustice, they're really, you know, like guns and knives. And I was like, yeah, because I don't want to go to jail. I talked myself down off the ledge because if I go there, I don't see myself being able to get myself back.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's just over. So I have to really think about stuff because when I feel like you're doing me wrong, oh, I be wanting to dig in my heels and rock back and forth because I want bothering you. But sit your bunch of blood black ass over.
I ain't a killer, but don't push.
Yeah. I'll make you swallow your teeth.
Look, girl, you don't even know, like, in a whole nother, you know, to the extreme, you know, it could be a whole nother, you ain't even thinking where my mind will go.
Yeah,
just even if you, like, you think that's funny. No, my funny, you, girl,
like
your mama, your grandma in the grave gonna feed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's not because you nasty, but it's just because I hear you saying recently, like, I don't fuck with nobody. You know, my heart is pure. My intention is, you know, is good. I'm with integrity. I'm sincerely in here. I'm rooting for you. I'm giving you what you need to do this job. You're doing this to be able to work for a client that, hands down from home, you can make great money, you know, but you got to go through me to do it, girlfriend. Like, who even has time to try to jeopardize that on some? And really, I'm telling you, just really annoyed by who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't we know sometimes the haters just hate because I don't like your damn swag. I don't like how you talk. I don't like how you delivering it. I don't like that you laughing. I don't like that you telling us to stay high. And I'm witnessing you doing it. That shit annoys me.
But it's never the people that is on the same level as you or above you. It's always people under you.
Yep. I had one of the learners come in and she was like, she said something recently. It was so funny to me. I was telling me, I was like, that was hilarious. She's like, you know, immediately, you know, I love your teaching style. Oh my God. Like I've come to this program before and didn't certify. I feel so much confident now. And then she ended it with, like, and you sound like my favorite rapper, MC Light. I was like, what the fuck? Wait, really? MC Light? I told you, I got to go and listen. What does MC Light sound? Oh, she does have a great voice. You know,
yeah,
I know
she
naturally.
She does voiceovers and everything.
All the time. You know?
Yeah, I hear her on commercials. I know her voice.
I do have a, you know, naturally kind of a deep voice, but. Yeah, girls, that was my experience today. And I was like, let me ask the girls today, like, you know, because, like I said, in various, and I know years ago, I didn't always, you know, in the work environment, I was tested that way. And she, I sat down on all their ass.
Honey, you live and you learn and you grow. You don't came
you know?
Into adulthood.
I was an adult then. I worked, but I did. A whole other lab world. I spent time in the other area and was doing other things. I didn't, man, what?
That's living, you learn. You know what battles to fight and what battles not to fight. But at the same time, you're going to get checked. That's just point blank, period. I'm not going to let you run over me. I don't care who you is. It's not going to work. I'm going to check you real good. And then after that, do you need some help?
So she, have you had an experience of checking in the work?
I have that all the time, especially at work.
She could say all the time. Give us an example. Share with our audience. What's happening about, you know, and what you feel comfortable in sharing? Because if you say all the time you live in the, and you learn, is it the same type of checking? Or, you know, I don't know, like what is that trigger, as Reese described it, a trigger that I'm having to respond, I'm having to say something.
Well, I've learned over the time that I've been on my job. When I got the job, it's like I got in and it's kind of, basically y'all kind of lied a little bit, like to get me into the position. Whatever I made at my first job when I had it, that's what y'all promised me the amount of money I was going to have. So, okay, I took a step back. I'm new. I know I can't come in making $25 an hour, so I took a cut. But I'm going on your word, what you're telling me. So if you're telling me, okay, that's fine, we're going to give you that in 90 days, you can get a $2 raise by the end of the year, you will be making what you're having. So guess what? Okay, no problem. I'm going to go ahead and give y'all that chance. Okay, so that time approached, that time has came, and no, you reneged. So now that's step one. Because I had another job opportunity with one of my other PAs, nurse practitioners, that went to another job and she wanted me. But they know how I am. I'm going to test out the waters. I was already told beforehand when I came here, you might not want to go there. But at the same time, no, you can, because you can carry your own. Nobody can't get over on you. So it's like I had another job opportunity, but I told her, no, I just started 2 weeks. You know, I'm going to give them a chance, you know, get back, whatever. So point blank, you already tried me point blank, number one. So I had to resolve. Did I look for another job? The answer is yes. But at the same time, I can't take another pay cut. So now what I have to do? I had to pray about it, talk to my mama about it, what to do, you know. Now I'm in beast mode. I know my job. I know what I'm doing. But now I got to tell you now what I'm finna do and what I'm not going to do. Until you pay me what I'm worth, I'm not going to do all of that. All them job duties that I had before, I can no longer do them job duties, because that job duty was at that title that I was supposed to have as clinical manager. I'm not a clinical manager, so therefore I cannot no longer do those tasks.
Mm.
So either it is what it is. Then you tried it. You brought somebody else in without even much consulting me and talking to me and telling me, just come and say, hey, you know what, we thought about it. We got another person that's coming in. They have way more experience than you. We think they'll be a good fit. That's letting me know, okay, no problem. Y'all feel I went good for the job? Okay, but don't just bring somebody in and thinking I'm going to train them. Because remember, you said they're a better fit. Mm. No, that's not going to happen.
Understood.
So even if you want to or train, I'm going to train you the bare minimum, because what you're not going to do is try to replace me, because at the end of the day, everybody on the job knows who's the lead. The only difference is because you can't come to me and tell me what I'm going to do. You have to ask me. You have to earn that respect. See, other people take your crap and just, you know, just whatever, it is your job. You run it how you want. No, honey, here you're going to give me respect. And that's what they used to, because some certain people didn't know how to speak up for themselves. So they matched that person that can speak up for themselves. So you thought you heard me to say, well, let me bring somebody else in. But guess what? Every last person you brought in, guess what? They don't succeed. Mm. So one day you gonna get it to say, hey, this person been in this office the whole time. Everybody know it. Let me just bow down. But at that time, now I'm just learning. I'm just not. It's certain things I'm just not going to do. Training, I don't train no more. Because when I was training, I wasn't getting a pay. Then when I came to you, you're telling me I'm required to do that. No, this is my knowledge. I've earned this for 18 years. So I feel I should get paid for it. If I can't, that's fine.
looking for another job. Yes, I have. But at the end of the day, like I said, I'm not taking a pay cut. So what I do now is I shut my mouth sometimes. But I am going to tell you, no, sir, I cannot train. I'm sorry.
So, Sheikha, let me ask this. Is the skill and the skill set that you bring, is it something that, because what I hear you saying is my no and my you know, standing firm is in my workplace. Like, I've had to learn to be straightforward and take a stance or keep a stance of no. But I'll say this, because when you say, well, I'm not going to take a pay cut, or I'm not, you know, I think, like you said, for them to bring someone else in is already kind of, you know, it's when we work for somebody and it's not our company. In fact, you know, they can decide to do what the hell they want to do at right. our expense. We know that, right? Mm-hmm. So my question to you, just because you're right, like I know my skill set, I know the knowledge and the skills that I've gained in 18 years. So if you're not going to pay me what I'm worth, because somebody else, you know, somebody listening to us, that's their no, that's where they are. Like, I'm dealing with that in my workplace. But like, damn, that I got to stand up to, or I'm taking a stance, or I'm rubbed the wrong way on a daily because what you not going to do, or, you know, I'm annoyed by, or no, I'm taking a stance in work. I would say, or my question is, do you feel that your skill set is something you can offer on your own? And I say that because, you know, as well as us having a podcast and talking about self-improvement, it's also know that as your boss, as your own boss, you can be your own boss and have unlimited earning potential. I can take my skills and sell my damn self. I can become Bashika Enterprises and decide if I want to work at this office this day and this office the next day and this office this day. And this is what skill that I offer. This is what I'm going to do for this price. I'll come in solely as a trainer. That's a leap, but I want you to know that healthcare and what you do and the skills that you have developed and anyone else, sometimes you are put in those situations of, damn, I'm not being paid fairly, or I'm not getting what I should earn. It should also nudge you in how can I offer this differently, you know? And I say that because, Sheikha, I gave 10 years to a job, and I always hustled and had other jobs. And I know you know that. I know we all know what that feels like. I know that we are all women who, yeah, we know how to make money. We know how to provide. We know how to maintain a household. But two, I think that not just us. I think there are some people who just go to that 9-to-5. And this is no look down to you, because I have. And it sometimes it's not till I'm nudged, or I have gotten fed up, or maybe I didn't respond appropriately. If we want to tie it back to my example of how do we respond when we're tested, you know, what if I didn't respond appropriately? Sometimes the right response is to go against and take a leap of faith. We too are women of faith, you know. Even for our audience, what I'm saying is that sometimes we're put in those situations to embrace change, even if that change is hard, feel like I'm going to do it. I don't know how I'm going to do it. Even if that change is like, oh shit, no. Even if that change is uncomfortable, even if that change is a challenge, girlfriend, friend, I'm saying to you, because Sheikha, I don't know if you know, like we know, and I know you know that you have something magical. Like your personality is so invigorating. It's been that way since I met you, you know, Westside, little girls, you know. And I too know that because we are firm, because we are strong, it intimidates some people, you know. It makes them think that, you know, we... Oh, you know, she'll do it. You know, oh, Trey will do it. Stephanie will do it, you know. And two, I want you to know, don't ever be afraid to, like you just said to me, because I hear behind that. Like, no, I'm not doing that. These are my skills. Own it. You know, take that same to, and that's how Lashika, I went in my business. No lie. You know, 6 years ago, although I had Peach Tutor and I've always did little things that I just considered all those side hustles. When I got serious about, you know what, I'm going to be consistent in that. You know what, I can do this and I do this good and I do that good. You are in a field of healthcare because a whole other world opened up. Here we are thinking, oh, 40, 50, 60,000, 70. Well, that's good money when, hey, you can be a millionaire. You can be a millionaire. You know what I'm saying? Like what I'm pulling down in a week, what I'm pulling down in a day over here was nothing. I can look back at the person that tried to make me train. No, I'm going to do it on my terms because know that you can, you know, and that is to our listeners. I think sometimes in testing and standing up for yourself, do it confidently. Do it confidently is my take home to our audience. When you are tested, when you know what you know, when it is a no and I'm having to take a stance, I'm having to, you know, explain myself or be straightforward, own that. You know, I do agree that it has taken prayer and it's taken some, as Ma kind of pointed out for us last week, you know, some inventory of self. You know, Reese, I heard you say, like, I know what my triggers are, but I'm also rock solid on what my strengths are. You know, I'm rock solid on what my values are. I know that I represent good and I'm going to do what's right. And if you give me that position or you give me a task, it's going to be done well. But guess what? If it's not at an appreciation to me, I don't have to do it for you. I can do it and it's solely for me. You know, your profit or your plus don't have to be for you. So, you know, that's my take home for our audience. And it's okay to be tested. It's okay to be tested. You know, think about it. Think before you speak. Absolutely think before you speak or respond. And then, too, in responding, don't be afraid to, you know, embrace that change. Embrace that change. I could clearly say today if old learner in my class had caught me, 10 years ago, hey, I'd have been out of there today, just like that, and wouldn't have looked back. I thought nothing about it. So I'm thankful for growth. I'm thankful for, I recognize that, you know, and I can respond accordingly. You know, I can respond accordingly. And I can also, and, you know, because like I said, a hater don't hate, and it may draw unwanted attention, I also can have a conversation about that criticism. You know, what did they have to say? What did she say? Let's discuss it. Okay. That's what I have. Reese or Shika, you all jump in there as we close out.
Well, I guess I would say, I would say be patient with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't, we're always, well, I know I'm trying to always be growing. As long as I'm drawing breath, I always want to grow and challenge myself and be able to look at things differently, but also carry myself with grace. You know, as I get older, I don't got to be Sister Rah-Rah. I can't, to me, we still can go there. If it's according to where I am, what the situation is and the environment I'm in, to which of my parts of my personality is going to respond to this, you know, because if we in the parking lot and you done took my space or something like that, you know, I just don't know how I'm going. I've been working on
the pins on the.
Cause I ain't gonna tell you that I ain't gonna never go off on them. Cause sometimes I got that, especially if it's dealing with family and stuff like that. Little issues, I'd be like, listen, y'all know y'all need to get together because this is out of order. I can go ahead and talk to you because we family and you know better. We finna have that. But, you know, just like you said, going with your higher self. I like that energy. I like being light. I like dusting my shoulders off. You know what I'm saying? And looking at you like, ain't nobody finna get in that pen with you today.
No, ma'am.
I'm too.
You are not. Well, you know what I always say. We say, I ain't biting that distraction, girl.
Uh-uh.
I recognize that. In this office, not in this classroom, not here today. And you know, it's the devil. When, like I say, I address it, you know, and smirk about it and move on. We stay high. Hey, Joe, you know, go to the next learner and you come in the chat. You still trying, girl. Listen, let me let you know something. I run this ship. I was hired to do what I'm going to do. And I will remove you from my classroom. Please know that. I'm able to do that. You know, so I love that. Good vibe, good feelings. We have to protect our energy.
For real. And sometimes the Lord allowed me to see, he allowed me to use spiritual gifts and I'll be able to see what the person going through. I'll be able to pick out where it came from. And I'm not always at liberty to tell them that I know these things, but it gives me more insight. That's Christianity. Mm-hmm. That's my strategy for life. Every spiritual gift, you can ask for all of them. Because I ain't going to hell for nobody.
So, Suga, up in that office, boo, up in that office, what you got when, you know, I hear you.
Up in the office, I've learned I'm still going to be me regardless. I'm never going to change. And people in the office can tell you, you handled that very well, whatever the situation, because I love what I do. So that's not going to stop. Yes, people tell me all the time, you need to do this, you need to do that. And I do know that as well. But also, you have to be focused and you have to want it for yourself and you have to push yourself and encourage yourself sometimes. By other people telling you that, that is good because that lets you know, okay, people can back me or whatever. But if you don't have that intuition or that power to say, I can do this, it's not going to work. You have to have it and want it for yourself. And I'm not saying that I'm not there yet, but at the end of the day, when I go to this job, I go to job to do my job. I'm not coming to work to be disrespected or whatever the situation is. So we can learn to disagree. I'm going to do my job the best of my ability that I know how. And at the same time, you're going to respect me for that. Or you're going to ask me, I can do anything like you stated before. Oh, well, she could do that. Probably will if you ask me, but just telling me what I'm going to do, that's why I have a problem with. So as long as you ask me and we are the core of, I feel there's something else, like somebody else come in. No, I'm not going to do all those steps because I feel if that person knows how to do the job, then let them do it. I'm a step back because at the end of the day, nobody can come over here and say, well, you ain't do that right. Cause that's a lie. I know what I'm doing. So you can go ahead and teach somebody else with that because my methods has never changed for 18 years and they're not going to change because I know who I am. I know what I have learned. I know my qualifications and no one can take that from me.
Mm-hmm.
So we settle like that. Long as you don't disrespect me, we cool. We can agree to disagree. When I see you trying to vent or whatever, I calm down now. Before I would have rawed out and would have spazzed and I know the hell you. I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to real quick.
You said that at the job. In the office.
Yes. Yes. How you come at me or whoever, yes, it is. You're not going to come at me. I don't come at you like that, so you're not going to come at me like that. We're all adults. So you're not going to come at me any kind of way. But I had to, like Risa said before, you can be seen and not heard or not address it. Let them look like the idiot.
Uh-huh.
You calm down. Then after I calm down, now I'm going to go in on you, but back on the door. I'm not going to match how you're acting out here acting a clown. But I have done that before. I have. Because I'm getting your reaction. That reaction you gave me, I'm going to give you the same. But guess what? Mine's finna be better than yours, cause I'm finna have the last say. But I had to learn that, cause You're right. Them people drive. They can say, get your little ass on out here, take your little knowledge, and go on up. What I'm going to do? Get my little ass on out your law office and go find me another job.
But all
so
I'm
I
saying,
to
look,
learn
go ahead,
how
I'm
to
fine.
Humble myself.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want to say. I had to learn how to think and not speak.
Yeah.
But trust me, before the end of the day, we going to sit down and have words. I let you have that one today. But what you don't do that in front of patients. Don't speak to me in front of an employee like that.
Oh, nobody. Mm-hmm. Don't try to.
I went on ahead and let it slide because I know how I used to be. I don't speak to that person anymore. I'm a human being just like you're a human being. At the end of the day, yes, I do need my job. But what you're not going to do is disrespect me. And I'm not going to tolerate it. So, yes, I have done that, and I'm going to get my word out, but now I just know how to do it. I know how to control my temper.
Okay.
But it's going to be said. It's going to be done. Hopefully, one day, yes, I'll get on out, do my own little business, whatever. But anywhere I have ever worked, guess what? My graces will always be present since office. At Parks Dermatology, I ain't been there 9-7 years, but guess what? Everybody in that office, newcomers, knows who they know, but Sheikah Hines. Advanced dermatology. Anyway, I ain't been there 4 years? Guess what? 5 years? Guess what? They know, but stand for what I stand for. At the end of the day, I am who I am. You don't have to like me. You don't have to whatever. But at the end of the day, I come to work and I do my job and I know my job. So nobody can take that from me. And I don't disrespect you. So I'm not going to let you disrespect me. And that's just how that goes. You got to stand up for what you know. Don't let nobody just think they can get over on you. That's not, no. I got my own churn. I got my own daddy. I'm not going to let my daddy and my mama don't talk to me like that, honey. You showling. I don't care who you is. President, whoever you, no, it's not going to work like that.
Figure you say the president, baby.
President,
I love
honey.
I hear you loud and clear saying, you know, I, and worker or not, you know, worker and you're the boss, you know, I know that I'm a leader, you know, and I, my respect has earned me the admiration and the respect. I don't know, it's not, you know, to look down upon any workers, but I do. I think sometimes when we're in those situations of test, you know, I feel like I'm having to always demand or command it. It too is, you know, shit, own it. Like you said, I'm a legend. I'm leaving an imprint. So just be your imprint too. You know, while you in that 9-to-5, I'm thinking explore another option, and introduce yourself to that unlimited earning potential. Because absolutely,
yes,
it could be yours.
Well, honey, because yes, honey, I'm tired, honey. I need to be traveling more. Yes, so
I'm telling you the way. I'm telling you the way, Sheikah, that you got it's a straight boss move while you're in that 9-to-5 and you're transitioning. Learn, and then apply. You know, while you're there and you got, you know, the connects and you know who need what and all that stuff, be proactive. And know that, hey, you got your friend bosses to help you. Guys, we are business owners. We are business owners as well. We, you know, we're in this empowerment thing, and we love this podcast because it's really about, we're not perfect. We're every day around the way girls who just, we love people. You know, we do from a sincere place. We love you all, and we love what we decided to do. We just had great conversations and want to share them with y'all. But on that note, that's all I got, guys. When you test it, stay high. Literally, if that's your thing, I used to that way. But I'm saying, keep some smile, keep your joy. You know, believe in yourself. You got this. You got this. Hold on to that. Okay. Y'all have nothing else. That's what I got. She can say I'm holding on.
We love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.
Have a good night.
Good night, y'all. Girls,
rock.